Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 25th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A group of technology companies is calling on Congress to protect your browser history, which could be obtained without a search warrant by the FBI, unless lawmakers pass legislation preventing it. On May 13, the U.S. Senate rejected an amendment to the USA Freedom Reauthorization Act that would require the government to obtain a warrant before searching through Americans' browsing and search histories. The bipartisan amendment, proposed by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, and Senator Steve Daines, a Republican from Montana, failed to pass by one vote. The official COVID-19 contact tracing app for the state of North Dakota, designed to detect whether people have potentially been exposed to the coronavirus, sends location data and a unique user identifier to Foursquare and other data to Google, and a bug tracking company, according to a new report from smartphone privacy company Jumbo Privacy. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Thursday that the social media giant will start allowing many of its 50,000 employees and new recruits to work from home on a permanent basis, adding to a small but growing number of tech companies that have embraced decentralized work during the coronavirus pandemic. "We are going to be the most forward-leaning company on remote work at our scale, with a thoughtful and responsible plan for how to do this," Zuckerberg said in an interview. "We're going to do it in a measured way over time." Daily global CO2 emissions were down by 17% in April, compared to the average for last year, according to a study published in Nature. The significant decrease is attributed to a temporary effect from lockdown measures around the world in response to COVID-19. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.